back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here on this beautiful day at KeyBank Center, where we were treated to some great food. The bacon was amazing, Dan and Pete. Pete Guelli, by the way, COO of the Sabres and the Bills, but we're going to focus on the Sabres, joining us now. I don't know if you had a chance to go try the bacon that they had in the food area, but it was amazing.
Yeah, just enough to keep me going and to know that it was really good.
And I kept going back for more, and I was leaving with one piece and going back with another, so it was great. But we're not here to talk about bacon. Actually, I want to start this show with a bang with you. So I'm hearing that Sabres fans have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to win this crazy sweepstake. So how about you get us going with what fans can get out of this beautiful celebration day?
Yeah, obviously it's a special day today. It was exciting to welcome KeyBank back, you know, as the title sponsor of the arena. And, you know, they'd been here for 10 years. They've extended for another 10. So we thought it would be appropriate. There's so much that happens at KeyBank Center. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're obviously proud to be the home of the Sabres and the Bandits with their back-to-back-to-back championships. Yep. And there's all these events that are coming in here. How do we give people an opportunity to participate in as much of that as possible? So we put a contest together where you can basically get the key to KeyBank Center. You can win 2 Sabre season tickets, 2 Bandit season tickets, and 5 events on top of that. So we thought a really unique opportunity. You can qualify through any of our platforms, Sabre's platform. So get on social media, get on the website, and find out how you can get in the mix. But somebody's going to win a great prize.
So you guys were talking about how it went from about 100 to 120 events here to 140, and you're hoping, like, if you win that sweepstake, you're going to be here probably at least, 50 times,
you'll get a 60 nice, times? Yeah, you'll get a nice cross-section of events. So again, we got some great things coming in here. Obviously, some great concerts, and we've got the NCAA regionals coming up here.
Yeah.
So a lot of great things happen in the KeyBank Center, and you know, that's the whole concept behind this is let's get someone here and let them experience as much as you can at KeyBank.
With the number of events you're looking to host here, right, as many nights as you can to fill the building, I'm thinking you're going to have to build a suite here for that person to live in.
Or me and you, Dan. Like, I'm talking, like, we're going to be
here a lot. We're already spoiled, all right? Don't get carried away with yourself. But I'm thinking, I don't know, right up there I can see just a suite where if you win this, you got tickets to every event, and you live right here.
Well, they'll be living our lives then, because I feel like we live here anyway.
We do.
So why shouldn't somebody else come in and be a part of it as well?
One of the big talking point today was the heartbeat of Buffalo, like this building being the heartbeat. And what it does for not only the city of Buffalo, Erie County, Western New York in general, Southern Ontario, how much in your new position here now that the time you've been here, you sense that this building is more than a heartbeat. It's every organs together to make this downtown area go.
Yeah, it's really true. You know, I've been here a little over the year, and I've experienced a lot of events already here, and this is what draws people to downtown. I don't know what the second property is that draws the second most people, but it's got to be way behind this building. We had 1.3 million come through here last year for all these different events. You can see the Harbor Center and the hotel go up. There's a lot of things going on, obviously, and the canal as well. So, you know, this is the epicenter, though, for all of it. And so our goal is let's program it as many nights as possible. Let's get people downtown. Let's let it be a catalyst for growth in the city, because we know it's good for the city of Buffalo.
Do you have other hopeful, whether it's entrepreneurs or builders or just idea people coming to you, or have you had since you've been here kind of trumpeting that message that, hey, look, if you continue to build what you already have, if you continue to expand, this is what we can bring to the table in an effort to make it that hub that you speak of? Because I speak from experience, too, being on the road, Marty.
Yeah.
Now when you go to rinks, it used to be some of the rinks, right, were out in the middle of nowhere. Boom. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the game, and then you have to find your way home. But more so now, and, you know, actually Detroit's a fairly good example, mm-hmm. too, of an area that there was not much there at all. Certainly that was appealing to hang around and go shopping or out, you know, before and after the game. Mm-hmm. But now it's just a people in Detroit, that's where they're going. And I know that's what's happened here for years. But back to the original question that I rambled on from, because it's what I do.
Well, it happens. Got a lot to talk
have
about.
Have you had people come to you saying, look, we like what you're already doing. If you do X, Y, Z, we're going to bring more to the table ourselves.
Yeah, I would say I've seen a lot of alignment, and that's right. from the public and private sector. Right. So whenever we're talking to the local politicians, and you saw Mark Poloncarz was out here from Erie County, there were representatives from the state here, representatives from the city here. Everybody agrees that this is really the engine.
Yep.
And how do we, again, build upon that? And then, you know, how does it extend into the city of Buffalo and just make this more of a destination for people here and help kind of revitalize some of these areas? So I would say there's a lot of mind share and, you know, a lot of the private partners as well, you know, having KeyBank come in here and be a part of this. And I think you guys saw in some of the comments, we've engaged an architect to look at the building. What's the future of the building? But also, you know, what's the future of the surrounding property? Because I've been through this before. When I was in Charlotte, and we had a new arena go up there, and that became – everything grew from there. That Uptown Charlotte area, I think you guys know, it's a pretty dynamic area. It all started with the arena. We already have that here. You know, we already have the programming. So how do we take the next step and really make this the epicenter of everything that's going on in Buffalo?
So last year was the new video board, the roof. Like, it was, you know, the two biggest improvement that were made to the building. Any future plans that fans can see come in over the next few years when it comes to KeyBank Center and the improvement to the building?
Yeah, you know, when I came in, one of the first mandates from Terry was, hey, how do we look at the fan experience and make sure we're keeping up, you know, nationally with what this building should be and make sure when our fans walk in, you know, they feel like they're walking into an environment they want to keep coming back to. So, yeah, last year made some big investments and the scoreboard was really well received. Yes. The roof is a foundational piece of the building. It had to get done. Not ready to disclose anything, but we said we'd do something every year. We have a couple of really interesting things that we're going to roll out here in the near future. Oh, good. So every single year we're going to do something as we're kind of building up to what the bigger ideas for the building might be.
Well, I know that there's a big building going down 20 minutes, you know, down the street in Orchard Park right now, but that is exciting as well, and you're a big part of that. So there's a lot of excitement when it comes to, you know, the fan experience and trying to continue to grow that fan experience.
Well, and you know what, too, just to, on that point, I don't think we talked about it on there, but I've had the discussion here today with many people. With the building existing, and there was a similar situation up in Toronto with what used to be Skydome, now Rogers Centre. And I used to talk about how going to that building, for me, it just kind of lost an aura, right? It was, especially if the roof was closed, it was just kind of this, you're still watching Major League Baseball, but you needed almost other reasons to come to the ballpark. So now you watch ballparks being built and arenas where the interaction with the fans, with the game, it's always kind of connected no matter where they roam throughout the building. Is that a part of the thought process too? Because I know that the changes they made up there to that ballpark have already drawn me to two games in 4 weeks, which I never would have done before. Hence the importance of, as you mentioned, if it's something or a couple of things every year where you continue to improve on, are you looking at what other areas have done to their facilities that exist and taking some ideas from that?
Yeah, to me, what's the most interesting part of this is, you know, the experience is really, as soon as you leave your house and you start coming down here, you know, parking is part of the experience. Yeah. Ingress and egress is part of the experience. And when you walk in, the food and beverage is part of the experience. You know, what you see on the video board is part of it. So, you know, how do we enhance all of that and kind of look at it from street to seat and make sure that it's as positive as possible? And ultimately, we know people, a lot of people are coming down here for the Sabres games, and, you know, they want to make sure the team's performing at a high level, which is really important. But what are the things that we can control as you're coming into the building to make sure that experience is good and you're going to leave here and you're going to want to come back?
So everybody's talking about economic impact, right? And you mentioned, I don't know if you mentioned, but they mentioned that they're trying to get to from 140 to maybe 200 events in this building. 3,800 employees in the building, you know, more dates for everybody to work, more people being employed, $700 million economic impact in just from the building. How do you get from 140 to 200? Like, we're talking about a lot of events to get to that point.
Well, first of all, it was great to hear everybody's remarks today because there's a common theme, right? It's getting people into downtown Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, there's no building that gets more people into downtown Buffalo than this one. And we just want to grow it. So we've just put an emphasis on recruiting events. Like, we're open for business. If there's an event out there that we think makes sense, we're going to try to be in the market for it. And I think, you know, this Paul McCartney concert's a great example. He picked 18 cities to play, and Buffalo was one of them. We've had some amazing comedy acts come through this year. Shane Gillis jumps out at me, sold out, was one of the highest attended events we've ever had here. And you come – downtown, you come into the building, like, wow, this is great. This is the exact kind of activity we need as many nights a year. You know, the Sabres games were great this year. You know, we had a lot of people come in for those games, and hopefully they stay in the city and want to hang out afterwards. And then we saw what the Bandits did, you know, going on another championship run. Those nights were amazing. And some of these events and concerts on top of that. So it's just become an emphasis, Marty. Like, we want to make sure we're in the hunt for every potential event that possibly could be here, because I think Buffalo is a great city for it. And, you know, we should be on the radar for those kind of things.
How do you get Paul McCartney to come here, by the way? Because we were talking about, I saw Elton John here, and I was like, you know, his last tour and everything. So how do you get big acts like this that handpicked certain location to say, hey, we are one of those places you have to come?
Yeah, I mean, it's all a negotiation. I think the first thing you want to do is establish why Buffalo is a place that you want to come to. And it's a great stop for people because, you know, this is the city of good neighbors for a reason. Everybody comes here and they have a great experience. It's easy to get in. It's an easy out for them. I think you're always discussing the economics around the edges. How do we make it more appealing for acts to come here? So it's really all those pieces kind of coming together. But I think more than anything, it's constant dialogue with all the promoters that handle these events. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure we're talking to them every single day. We want to know what the events are. What is it that the performer or the actor of the event needs to come here? And if it's anything that we can do to get them here, we're going to do it.
The talks with KeyBank to extend this to the extent that you have, which is ultimately, as you mentioned, will be a 20-year partnership when this extension is done. It's almost, or it is, you know, unheard of to have a 20-year commitment, not just for the naming rights on the building, because we've seen them come and go, but a commitment, as you've already talked about, to more than the building and to what this means. The fact that KeyBank chose you and this building, talk about what that means to where you are and where we're all going.
Yeah, you know, look, when I came in, there was a number of priority projects. We knew that this relationship was going to be up for renewal. And so, obviously, one of the first meetings I had with Mike McMahon, the market president for KeyBank, and we sat down and just talked about what the future could look like. Mm-hmm. He brought Chris Gorman, the CEO, to the table early in the process, and it was more this iterative conversation about how do we continue the relationship. It was never if, it was more about how. They've built a lot of equity in the 10 years that they've been here previously. They know we're serious about what the next generation of this building looks like. They know what we're trying to do from a programmatic standpoint here. And they felt like it was something that they really wanted to be a part of. So the conversations were great. It's nice when you can go back to a partner and have that discussion. We weren't looking necessarily to bring anybody else in. Mm-hmm. Obviously hopeful that this conversation would go great from the jump, and they did. And so, yeah, it's gratifying to have them come back. In a lot of ways, it's nice to have somebody like KeyBank buy into our vision for this building, because when you put your name on it or keep your name on it, that's exactly what you're doing.
Bills camp is going on, but in a little bit more than a month, Sabres camp is going to start.
Yeah.
So you've been in Rochester a few days checking on that. Are we going to be sitting up in the 100 level, 200 level, watching Sabres practice and kind of checking out how that goes? Are you going to be checking it all out? Absolutely.
You know, camp in Rochester is great. It's a nice opportunity for everyone to get together and start building that foundation for what the season's going to look like. You know, Brandon and Sean have done an amazing job. They've got this incredible culture there. So it's fun just to be a part of that. And, yeah, it's the same exact thing with the Sabres, to come in for training camp, kind of be a part of that. You know, we've made a lot of changes on and off the ice this year, so it's going to be fun to see all those pieces get integrated. And then when the puck drops, you know, in October, when we take on the Rangers at that home opener, I mean, it's exciting that we're opening up at home.
Yes.
With, you know, kind of a big opponent. Let's get this place rocking. Let's get off to a good start and show people that the changes we made in the offseason are going to make a difference.
Looking forward to see you in camp and on October 9th when the Sabres host the Rangers, 7 p.m. here at KeyBank Center.
Can't wait.
It will be so much fun. Pete Guelli, CEO of the Sabres and Bills, thank you for stopping by. Congratulations on this
great partnership
with KeyBank and the naming rights and everything. And we'll have you back on the show during camp and get your thoughts on how things are going.
Look forward to it.
Awesome. We need to talk about hockey assists, too, before the show is over. That was unveiled today, and I think that's a real important part of what was announced today.
We call that a nice transition. We're going to take a quick break here on Sabres Live. When we come back, Dan is going to talk about hockey assists. That was something that was unveiled today as well. We'll be right back here on Sabres Live.